New organic food standards proposed by the U.S. government are raising a howl of protest from health-conscious people across the country. On April 1, 1998, the Save Organic Standards Campaign Coalition held a rally outside the San Francisco offices of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The following is a speech by Martha Devine, an organizer in the coalition.
Okay, so I just want to start off with a little chant, because I know we all want the same thing. What do we want? Organic food! When do we want it? Now! What do we want? When do we want it?
No.
That's right. Okay, well, thank you. Yeah, and Monsanto, by the way, and I thank Claire Cummings for this information, they have a new tagline for their new Life Industry Division, which is the new section of their corporation that deals with biotech. It's trademarked, too. It's called Monsanto, Food, Health, and Hope. Okay, I think that's newspeak for Monsanto. Biohazards, despair, and death. Thank you. Okay, I want to address one specific part of the rule that really has me upset, besides the genetically engineered soybeans, which, by the way, are now, you know, since we don't have to label these foods, they're in the supermarket now. 60% of all supermarket foods contain some transgenic material, and a lot of this transgenic material comes from soybeans. It's in our baby's infant formula, as reported in the New York Times last week. It's horrifying. Okay, you heard Mark and other people talking about the requirements for organic livestock. This is of particular concern to us in the organic standards movement. The proposed rule will water down the standards recommended by the NOSB, which prohibits the refeeding of rendered animal parts and manure back to live cows in feedlots. And this so-called technological innovation, or recycling, as the rendering corporations so idealistically have dubbed it. Actually, what it's doing, it's creating cannibals out of herbivorous ruminants. Okay? That's a cow, a four-stomach creature. We're making cannibals of these creatures, and that's a practice which is a major risk factor for the human form of mad cow disease, or CJD, as evidenced by what happened in Britain. Okay, that's right. So I know we all follow the Oprah trial. The Oprah lawsuit forced open a public debate for the first time about the unconstitutional restrictions which the product disparagement laws, also known as veggie libel, impose on our First Amendment rights of free speech and press. However, this debate largely ignored the subject which the lawsuit itself aimed to suppress. Are mad cow epidemics a risk in the United States? And is the meat industry engaged in dangerous feeding practices? What do you think? The meat corporations like Darling International, who operate a rendering plant in the city limits of San Francisco out in Bayview, Hunters Point, and if that's not eco-racism, I don't know what is, and the Iowa beef processors have been actively disseminating misleading reassurances to the public about this situation. It's quite common, for example, to read news stories about the Oprah case blandly stating that some scientists claim there's a link between mad cow disease and a disease in humans called CJD, even though the evidence for this link has become a solid scientific consensus internationally. In England, even the meat industry concedes this point, but in the U.S. media, it is still routinely described as nothing but the opinion of some scientists. And the misinformation continues. Presently, the cattle corporados like Paul Engler, who was the lead plaintiff in the Oprah case, and by the way, he's appealing the decision, I heard this morning. He's the world's largest cattle feedlot operator, whose $650 million a year in sales makes him even richer than Oprah. But remember how he was portrayed as a beleaguered family farmer on TV. Anyway, he's telling us that the problem of mad cow disease has been solved in the U.S. by a new FDA regulation which went into effect last June, which, in the words of the New York Times and other newspapers, quote, bans the use of ground animal parts in feed, unquote. Actually, the FDA regulation has numerous dangerous loopholes. Although they have published a guideline for the rendering industry, a guideline to comply with this ban on the practice of feeding cow meat and bone meal back to other cows, similar cannibalistic practices continue on a wide scale with other livestock. Pigs and chickens in the United States are still routinely nourished with feed supplements derived from the bones, brains, meat scraps, feathers, and even feces of their own species, which leaves open the possibility of mad cow-like outbreaks in these populations. Even the practice of feeding cow proteins back to cows has not been entirely ended, as evidenced by Dairy Herd Management, a leading trade publication, who reported 2 months after the ban went into effect, featured an article advising farmers to consider using spray-dried bovine plasma as well as spray-dried whole blood as protein sources for starter feeds for young calves. This practice is fully legal under the FDA regulations. So even though Oprah won her suit in court, the cattle feeders achieved their goal too, to cast a glaze of euphemism and evasion over the gory details of what was being discussed. This is precisely the opposite of what the public needs and deserves in today's world, where cannibalistic feeding practices are only one of the many new agribusiness techniques being introduced at a dizzying rate. New antibiotics, pesticides, hormones, food irradiation, and genetic engineering of everything from cows to vegetables to animal drugs. If these laws are allowed to stand, it won't matter that she won. The meat corporations have pioneered a technique that can be used repeatedly to chill debate about the risks associated with any and all controversial food industry practices like what we're talking about today. We may think these laws are humorous, but they're considering a version of them in California right now. So the main objective of these frivolous lawsuits is not money. It's to send a chilling message to millions of people like us that if Winfrey and Lyman can be sued for speaking their mind about not eating hamburgers, then the rest of us had better keep our opinions to ourselves. Are we going to do that?
No!
That's what I thought. Okay, what is there to be said, finally, of a society in which the feeding of cow remains to other cows can pass unnoticed until disaster strikes, except that it is one in which the very idea of nature is all but dead? Oprah herself said after the trial, although it was not widely reported, she said she's still off hamburgers, okay? Well, I'm with Oprah, and I'm also here to state that the agribusiness practice of enforced animal cannibalism in battery farms and in factory feedlots in any form must be completely banned, and this ban be enforced to the full extent of the law if public health is to be protected. And of course, I do insist that it is completely unacceptable for the USDA to label as organic the flesh, milk, or eggs of any food animals fed on the rendered bodies of their brethren. This is mad corporation disease. Thank you.
If you want to make your voice heard on this issue, you can contact the USDA at www.ams.usda.gov/NOP or fax in the U.S. 202-690-4632. Please include docket number TMD-94-00-2 on your communication. This program was produced by Jackie Dove. I'm Annie Voice for San Francisco Liberation Radio.